With the end of the COVID-19 pandemic just in sight, wedding vendors and planners alike are seeing a surge of couples jumping at the chance to finally walk down the aisle. This comes after more than a year of social distancing, mask mandates, and limits on group sizes. It's almost a no-brainer that the COVID-19 pandemic would shut down weddings as we traditionally think of them. We can't socially distance large groups of people, we can't hug friends and family, we can't even groove to the electric slide after a couple of drinks on the dance floor. You get it. It's inherently a social event. It's meant for human interaction between people. But New Mexico has reached its goals of vaccinating 60% of the state's population. The thought is in a couple of weeks, everything will fully open up, just like the times before the virus consumed our lives. Now that some type of normalcy of daily life is just within arm's reach, couples are antsy to put a ring on it.
I think there was a ton of engagements that took place during kind of quarantine. So if they feel like they can weather the storm of a pandemic, they probably could weather the storm of marriage.
That's Shauna Pointer. She's the owner of the New Mexico Wedding Collective. The goal of the collective is to connect soon-to-be weds with wedding vendors all over the state. And she says this wedding season is going to be huge because of both rescheduled and newly planned weddings.
More than anything, I think people are just ready. They're ready to make decisions for their life, whether it's the love of their life, careers. Like, I feel like everybody's kind of, they hit that block this last year. And so I think people are just ready to make those commitments now.
She points out that around 4,000 weddings were either canceled or postponed during New Mexico's wedding season last year, which, if we can remember, was during the peak of the COVID-19 virus infection rate. But Pointer says some couples made it work.
Couples started getting a little creative, so still being able to host weddings in some capacity, just modifying their guest list, having masks being worn, just got real creative with how they hosted them at restaurants or churches or backyard weddings.
It's not just this year either. Next year is starting to book up fast, and Pointer says wedding vendors can't keep up with the demand because, well, COVID hit the industry hard.
It's just staffing. There's so much because of like unemployment. It's just kind of this aftermath of bartenders, valet drivers, banquet staff, salespeople. I think that's been the hardest thing is there's been so much turnover just because they furloughed and laid off when these venues had to be shut down. And it's not even venues, it's DJs, it's floral designers. It's all these things that are very dependent on kind of the gig economy or mass gatherings. We're up 20% with having weddings this year, and we're going to have another big, they're kind of calling it great pandemic wedding boom coming our way. And so essentially 2021 and 2022 are going to be the craziest years in our history of number of weddings being able to take place.
Kaylee Mays is one of the many vendors that got hit during last year's wedding season. She's a wedding photographer based out of Albuquerque. She says she created a whole new business called Lighthouse Weddings in anticipation of the post-pandemic wedding influx.
We had just started, and within our first few weeks, we had 10 inquiries for weddings, which was really big because for a wedding business just starting out, that's ideal to get one client at first, but to have 10 inquiries was crazy. From there, just consistently, we've seen so many inquiries come in for 2021 weddings, 2022 weddings, and beyond.
That's not all, she says.
The majority of our bookings this year have been, hey, can you do this in 3 months? Which is so new. Like normally they're like, oh, my wedding's next year. My wedding is, you know, at least 6 months away, but to have it 2 or 3 months away. And so it's a little overwhelming because it's less prep time for us. And I'm sure it's overwhelming for the bride and groom because it's less prep time for them to get all their vendors in place. And who knows if they'll even get them because of how booked everybody is.
It also happens that Mays is preparing to walk down the aisle herself in July. So she ultimately decided to wait a couple of years for a traditional wedding with large swaths of people and family and friends and settle for a small intimate elopement for now.
We just were thinking there's going to be so many weddings that are going to be happening. Like we don't know if we're going to get the venue we want or whatever. And plus we just weren't really into the big wedding idea anyway. So we're like, this is a good reason for us to go to Silverton and elope.
Mays did say she got lucky and knew some vendors that could squeeze her elopement in their schedules, but that's not the same for everyone. Here's Shauna Pointer from the New Mexico Wedding Collective again with some advice for couples in the same predicament.
I would say to not feel so limited with options, budget, all of that kind of stuff, is to consider maybe a Sunday wedding a Friday evening, specifically date choice, I think is probably the most important. Everybody's trying to recoup from such a crazy COVID year in the wedding community. And so over the years that I found, there tends to be a lot of burnout when it comes to working in the wedding community, just because it is a lot of late night Saturdays. It's a lot of like customer service. It can create a lot of burnout, but because there is this lag in business, they're so excited to be back to work that they're just hitting it full steam, and because they're excited.
Pointer also said to book weddings as soon as possible. For KSFR News, I'm Bryce Diggs.